Thank you for your warm welcome, and I'm really delighted to worship with you this morning. It's my honor and my privilege to bring word from God this morning together with you. Today is the day of Pentecost in the church calendar, and there's no better time to celebrate the unity in diversity of the kingdom of God than today. Separately, our differences are too diverse to list, but put together, our individual uniqueness creates a beautiful mosaic we call the body of Christ. Sadly, today we see people and nations torn apart by racism, extremism, militarism, hatred made borders, and cultural religious bigotry. We have become a culture of us versus them, where the other is to be feared and defeated by forces. What happened at two mosques in Christchurch, New Zealand earlier this year, and at three Catholic churches in Sri Lanka on Easter Sunday testifies how horrible it is. These are not new occurrences, but one would have hoped that humanity would have learned from its past mistakes and recurrent violence over the ages. However, here we are in the 21st century, repeating history again with chilling efficiency and cruelty. But Pentecost is a reminder that God's Holy Spirit is given freely to all people with no respect for nationality, culture, socioeconomic standing, gender, or any other distinguishing mark used by people to differentiate one person from another. On the day of Pentecost, as read this morning in the book of Acts, people gathered in Jerusalem from all corners of the Roman Empire. They represented competing economic interests, diverse cultures, a myriad of languages, and different religious traditions. People come from the east, north, west, and south. I'm not going to pronounce all different region name again, but I was admired to hear how today Bible reader correctly pronounced all the name of the region. This map gives an indication of how this works. Suddenly, there came a sound from on high, like the rush of a mighty wind, called divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. And to their amazement, people in the crowd plainly affirmed that they are hearing the Galilean followers of Jesus speaking fluently in their own native languages from the many different places they have come from. Before going on to spell out the precise languages they heard, tongues from heaven at Pentecost signifies to fulfill the prophecy of Jesus about his message being proclaimed to every nation. those gathered in Jerusalem hear and understand the message of salvation in their own tongue, within their own culture. This is a story about, from my understanding, the multicultural scope of gospel, universal nature of gospel. Gospel is for all people. Here, the ancient curse of Babel, the confounding of languages, is reversed. God affirms the native languages of all the peoples and allows people of different languages to understand one another. The Holy Spirit speaks through all languages. People aren't invited to give up their languages, their cultures, and convert to the same way of speaking and thinking. But God's grace was given freely to all who heard the message preached by Peter, and thousands converted to Christ. These alliance who converged on Jerusalem returned to their homes and spread the message of Christ in their own native languages. And the good news of the kingdom of God began to spread like a wildfire engulfing dry bush in the power of the Holy Spirit. Through 2,000 years, Christianity has become what we now call a global religion of all people, all cultures, and all languages. And as of last year, 2018, 2.5 billion total, 33% of global population identify themselves as Christians. And Africa is now the continent with the most Christians, 631 million, more than the Latin America. So 2018, last year, marks the first year that Africa has the most Christians, 30 million more than Latin America. But we do not have to travel to African countries in order to confirm this. Last Sunday, my family and I attended one of African, Burundian churches worship. They are worshiping at Elizabeth Grove Uniting Church over 10 years now. And they have three pastors. And what is amazing thing is they have over five different choirs, including children choir, youth choir, and some other adult choirs. And they sang, all choirs sang in the single worship service as we attended last Sunday. And I found since 2014, Burundi has three official languages, their own native indigenous language, Kirundi, and French and English. And worship conducted in their own Kirundi, their own indigenous language, but translated in English, which was excellent. So, and they belong to a Pentecostal denomination, international Pentecostal denomination, but they are discerning in a way in which they can join the Uniting Church as a faith community. And I'm assisting them to discern that process, introducing what Uniting Church including basis of union and what our governance is, learning and the consensus decision making, etc. So I'd like to share 15 seconds of a video clip from one of the choir singing and dancing. Can you turn on the video? So I experienced a Pentecost just 1 week ago when I attended their service, and they are worshiping every Sunday looks like the Pentecost day. From its inception, the church was a diverse group of people who hailed from a variety of cultures and languages. It was in the midst of this great diversity that God sent the Holy Spirit upon His church and started a movement that would change the history of the world forever. One of the greatest temptations facing Christians isn't necessarily losing their passion, but rather losing sight of the fact that in Christ there is neither Jew nor Greek, slave or free, male nor female, for Christ has torn down all human barriers through the power of the cross. In God's kingdom, there are no borders or barriers. We who have died with Christ in baptism are resurrected to be a new people bound in love and service to one another. The Holy Spirit is given freely without respect for nationality or cultural linguistic differences. And God continues today to pour out His Spirit on all humanity. The Holy Spirit works as a transformative agent in the lives of believers as we experiencing every day. Just as Jesus glorified humanity when He ascended to the Father, the gift of the Holy Spirit restores our relationship with God. In the 4th century, Saint Basil wrote, quote, "Through the Holy Spirit, we are restored to paradise, led back to the kingdom of heaven, and adopted as children, given confidence to call God Father, and to share in Christ's grace, called children of light, and given a share in eternal glory." In order for this transformation to take place, we must be willing to die to ourselves and surrender ourselves to Christ and God's will for our lives. Jesus promised His disciples that He would send the Holy Spirit, whose fruits are love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faith, meekness, and self-control. These fruits are the qualities of Jesus that the Holy Spirit develops in our lives as we grow in our faith. That's who we are and who we are to become as Christians. The Holy Spirit transforms the believer into the image of Christ and obliges the Christian to share in God's reconciling love, compassion, and justice. Just as the disciples' bold and fearless witness at Pentecost led to the conversion of more than 3,000 people, so too are we called to bear witness of God's love for the world today. This love is freely given to all humanity. The Holy Spirit compels us to seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving our neighbor as ourselves. One way we do this is by reaching out to the unloved, the marginalized, and the rejected in our midst, and loving them, emulating our Heavenly Father's love for us who are called by His name. An elderly man of some affluence once asked a pastor how he could possibly learn to serve the least in society. The pastor answered, "You will be able to serve others when you see the crucified Christ in every person you meet, regardless their cultures, languages, and social standing." That is a tall order to fulfill, but not an impossibility for those who allow the indwelling Holy Spirit to work in them, because by the power of the Holy Spirit, we can overcome, affirm, and embrace our differences. Every time we who are baptized into the body of Christ approach the communion table, not this Sunday, but we are reminded of God's inclusive love for us. It is around the holy table gathered with our brothers and sisters in Christ, and the Holy Spirit graciously enables us to know and experience the truth that we are loved family of God and feeds us with spiritual food in the blessed sacrament. That's how the day of Pentecost ends, with all these strangers eating together. Let me quote from Acts chapter 2, verse 42. "They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. Day by day, as they spent much time together in the temple, they broke bread at home and ate their food with glad and generous heart, praising God and having the goodwill of all the people." And I'm so delighted to know we will have the Hospitality Sunday, the end of this month, which reflect what the first community of the Holy Spirit actually practiced in everyday basis. The miracle of understanding that happened on Pentecost birthed a miracle of communal table fellowship, hospitality fellowship, and communion. To commune is to open ourselves to the Holy Spirit and hope for reconciliation and peace with God and with others. Just as the Holy Spirit was poured out on peoples of every language at Pentecost, so the Holy Spirit today continues to draw people from every culture, language, and nationality into the family we call the body of Christ. Therefore, being an all-inclusive, multicultural church is a Pentecostal vision, and we are called to bear witness to a unity of faith and life in Christ which transcends cultural and economic, national and racial boundaries, as written in our own basis of union. And in the basis of union, the church is perceived as the fellowship of the Holy Spirit. As the fellowship of the Holy Spirit, we welcome all from every nation, tribe, people, and language. As written Revelation chapter 7, verse 9, into our midst and become one family. And at the same time, we welcome the Holy Spirit into our lives and become transformed into the image of Christ. May the power of the Holy Spirit given at Pentecost renew us today and transform our world to become many-colored mosaic kingdom of justice, peace, and love. Come, Holy Spirit, and renew the face of the earth. Amen.